Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death." This is Jim, Wonder in Reality. I had a message planned from the book of John and John 11 and some really great things. I'll save that for another message because I want to focus in on the one thing that matters. His presence, His glory, His majesty, His splendor. God Almighty, through His Son Jesus Christ, their presence and glory, that's the answer. Nothing else. It's so simple. And we all miss it. We don't seek Him. Many of us don't even realize that He's available and that His presence is available. I was a Christian for a long time, and I never heard this. That's why I want to give this message again and again. It's the most important thing, and amazingly, we don't hear about it a lot. There's a few ministers who are talking about it and teaching about it, amen, but not many. His presence, it's available. We have to move into the phases of walking with Him. I've explained this before, but it's very simple and practical. There's four phases. That first phase is called being born again. And someone during that phase probably won't even realize that His presence and glory is available. Jesus taught about this the most in His ministry when He was on the earth as a man. It's called the kingdom. That's the presence of God. The second phase, born of water in the Spirit. Someone is now closer. Third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit. Now someone is really close to that presence and glory. They're not there yet. Fourth phase. Very few get to that fourth phase. In fact, very few even get to the first phase. Even fewer to the second. Even fewer to the third. Jesus said it would be that way. He said, "Enter by the narrow gate. Make every effort to enter by the narrow gate." So I want to just build hunger in all of us. His presence and glory. So incredible. He cannot be put into human words. And really, most people are not really worthy of even hearing about this. 75% of the world definitely are not even really worthy of hearing about this. They're not even saved. They don't even, you know, if you talk to them about this, they don't understand it at all. Even a lot of Christians don't realize. And let me say, we all miss it. We all do. I do. We all do. Because His presence and glory is available to us, and we do other things. It makes no sense. We are like sheep. We've all gone astray. We all do our own thing. There's none good. There's no one good. Only Jesus Christ. Amen. But He is available, that presence and glory. But we must do it his way. We must, you know, we got to get rid of that sin, and we got to seek him with our whole heart. Just like that first commandment, love him with everything we have, seek him with everything we have. And he says, when you shall seek me and you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. And so, if someone asks me, well, wait, where is this in the Bible? Where can I learn about this? Just start reading in Matthew, every gospel. Jesus' most frequently taught subject, the kingdom. And he teaches all about it, the kingdom of God. You can just substitute the words, the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. That's what the kingdom is. And so, it's so wonderful and glorious. And just when we experience even just a glimpse of him, we will just be in awe and speechless and fall on our face. So you may ask, well, why are you talking now? Because I want to at least get this into a message for anyone who will listen. Jesus said, shout it from the rooftops. He who has ears to hear, let him hear this. His glory is available. God the Father Almighty is in heaven right now, sitting on the highest throne in the universe, the only throne. He's created everything. His Son Jesus is at his right hand. Jesus Christ is in heaven right now. And I just read that description at the beginning of this message. And their presence fills heaven and is over all the earth and is available all over the earth. Their spirit is available, is on the earth and is available to every human being. He's the Spirit of God Almighty, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Helper, the Comforter, the Sustainer, the Advocate, the Helper. Jesus called him the Helper. And we should be, let's give him first place. Let's not grieve him. And so he's the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God. And so it's so normal and natural. We just walk with him. In him we live and move and have our being. It's not hard. It's easy. It's simple. But we just continue walking in what he, in every day, in the light that he has revealed to us. Glorious things happen. I want to continue this message, just sharing with you from the heart this glorious presence that is, he's so beautiful, so wonderful, so patient and merciful and loving. If we come to him with a humble heart, he will forgive us. His mercies are new every morning. So if we press in, if we realize that his presence is available, if we get that glimpse, we will seek him. Everything else becomes meaningless, because it is just his presence. It's a mystery, but it's a reality. It's, as I've been saying, normal, natural. We should be doing this. We should be in him. We live and move and have our being all throughout the day. He's everywhere. So he's with us all the time. He's all around us. It's if we're not feeling his presence, our old nature is in the way, really. Our old nature is kind of taking precedence in our life instead of letting our spirit person. Our spirit person looks just like us. That's the real us. We are spirit beings. And sadly, as I've been saying, 80%, 90% of the people on the earth, they're not even spiritually alive. I mean, and Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you at all. That means they are dead. It's harsh to say that, but again, 75% of the people on the earth are not saved. They're spiritually dead. But again, these messages I gave about who receives the gospel, Jesus predicted it. God predicted it. It's the few. So don't let that deceive you. That's a big objection people have. Oh, it's so few people are walking or doing, you know, believe this Jesus Christ. So few, and they're all in this dead religion, which is gross. So few, you know, how in the world could this be the right way? God Almighty, if he was really, I mean, you say that he loves everybody and he wants everybody to go to heaven. Well, how could it be that 80% of the people are going to hell? God predicted that. Jesus said that's the way it will be. As tragic as it is, as awful as it is, he's God Almighty. When we read the words of Jesus Christ, we're reading the words of the Father God Almighty. So we shouldn't even question him at all. We shouldn't look to the fact that, oh, it's a few people, and even many of that category of the few are in dead religion. Okay, well, humans always miss it. We don't look to humans at all. We look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Just to him. We don't look at any human being. They will always fail. And I've been watching these documentaries about exposing these ministers. You know, I'm tired of all that. Yes, there's frauds in every group of people. In fact, every human being is really a fraud, except for Jesus Christ. He's our only hope. You know, so I'm saying that a little, you know, that's kind of an extreme saying, but there's some truth to that. It goes right along with, we've all gone astray. There's no one good. No, not one. Only Jesus. And so we don't look to people. We only look to him and his presence. Thank you for listening. See you next time.